This is a technical report conducted by my department after the incident. I would firstly like to repeat the condolences which I have expressed on a number of occasions on the death of those four children a couple of weeks ago. This was a heartbreaking tragedy, and my thoughts are with their parents and loved ones. While no investigation can ever bring them back to life or truly comfort their families, friends and communities, I think it is critical that we learn as much as we can from this tragic incident and constantly review our processes as government. That is why I immediately instructed my department to investigate what happened, as well as to provide recommendations to guide our government going forward. The department has now completed its work, and I am able to report back on its findings and recommendations. On Monday, the 8th Feb, 2021, four young boys went to play on the embankment of the bridge crossing Borchards Quarry Road on the Cape Town bound carriageway of the N2. They were unaware that the area they were playing in had been undermined over the prior weekend by criminals stealing field materials from the embankment. The tragic outcome was that the sand collapsed and the children were buried beneath it. I am extremely angry by what this investigation has uncovered. Criminals with no thought other than their own gain and no consideration for the safety of others put the lives of these children at risk, and this resulted in that very unfortunate tragedy. It is worth highlighting that the routine road maintenance standard operating procedures require that provincial roads are inspected regularly. In the case of the N1, N2, N7 and M5, that frequency is at least 5 times per week. In addition to inspections provided by various work teams, further inspection is provided on a regular basis by the supervisors or consultants managing the teams or contracts. The frequency of such inspections in terms of contract is at least once per week for high order roads, reducing to once per month for lower order roads. Other fault or incidents reporting structures available include the Traffic Management Center hotline with the City of Cape Town and the Department's hotline website for the entire Western Cape, both of which allow members of public to report incidents. The Freeway Management System, a joint initiative between the Western Cape Government, City of Cape Town and SANRAL, aimed at managing traffic on selected major routes in and around the city, also identifies and reports incidents through the CCTV system. Further contract operating procedures stipulate the maximum response times and methods for certain types of reported problems. In line with this policy, our records show that the site where this tragedy unfolded was inspected on the Friday before the Monday when the incident occurred, and no problems were identified. As a result, it is clear that the theft of the filling must have taken place after the inspection took place and over the weekend. It is also important to note that major challenges that the department and its contractors are facing in responding to ongoing theft and vandalism. While this did not impact the inspection on this Friday, it is relevant to understand the major challenges being faced along these arterials. While in this instance the damage involved filling material, the extent of ongoing theft and vandalism takes many forms, including the erection of illegal structures, the opening of unlawful and dangerous access to the road reserve, illegal electrical connections, and destruction of signage. We have instances where people take out signage and build their homes with the signage. And all of you are aware of the situation that we have on our railway, where people just decided to build their shacks on top of rail. All these activities represent a clear danger to our residents. The scale of the problem is best illustrated by considering that in the 12-month period from the end of January 2020 to the end of January 2021, the routine road maintenance teams have attended to 119 instructions to repair or rectify damages arising out of theft or vandalism on the N1, N2, M5, with 67 of those on the N2 alone. 35 from those in the N2 are in the vicinity of Bochart Square. Added to that, since July 2020, the routine streetlight maintenance contractor for the roads, including Bochart Square Interchange, have attended to 12 incidents involving theft of electrical cables and 8 relating to filling materials. A summary of the remedial repair interventions that have taken place at Bochart Square, the N2, the N1, M5 over the past 12 months is contained in the attached summary report. As I said, this is a statement, but there is a summary report that we have produced as the department. Although finance is not the only consideration which has to be taken into account in matters relating to public safety, it should be noted that the annual budget for the 3 contracts covered by the investigations which I ordered is a whopping 63 million. The amount spent on repairs over the last 3 years is 36 million rands. Now, this is money that could have been spent delivering other services. Furthermore, the investigation also found that there have been no fewer than 30 incidents involving assault, attempted robbery, or robbery of the various routine roads maintenance teams of the contractor responsible for these sections of the roads. Now, this is not only unique in my department. I mean, many of you have had incidents of even ambulance drivers being attacked. Now, this is very concerning. These records are only the reported incidences of the road maintenance teams. It excludes the numerous other accounts of intimidation and threats which are leveled against these teams on an almost daily basis. The street lighting teams have been operating with support of armed security personnel for a number of years now because of the threat posed to these teams during their operations. Now, while we complain that we need more police, the people who are delivering services, who should be enjoying the protection of people that they are delivering these services to, must again be looked after by the police that are needed to fight crime. The Road Ordinance 19 of 1976 empowers the department to make good any defects to the road and remove any illegal structures. It is a criminal offense punishable by up to 6 months in prison for any person to damage or steal any road infrastructure, intimidate or threaten any official or contractor going about their lawful business, or erect any wall, structure, or barricade within a roads reserve. However, it does not empower the roads branch of my department or its contractors to effect the arrest and removal of any transgressors. I mean, as you might be aware, that sometimes my road branch can witness some of these things, but of course, they will have to call for the assistance of the law enforcement or the police. Put simply, even if we see an offense taking place, we cannot either intervene to stop the offense or take direct action against the perpetrators. For this, the branch needs the assistance of the law enforcement services, SAPS officers, and local authority police officers. It is clear that the Department of Transport and Public Works Roads Branch has met and can prove the necessary level of inspection and response, including suitable measures to remedy any incidents within our road reserve within reasonable time despite these major challenges. The people responsible for the construction and then the maintenance of our public road system are not law enforcement officers. As it is, they too often perform their responsibilities under threat and in real danger of violence and injury. There needs to be improved law enforcement if this is going to change. I will therefore interact, in fact I have started, with all law enforcement agencies and departments to explore ways in which they can play a greater role and more effective role in protecting our public infrastructure as well as enabling the people who maintain this infrastructure to do so in safety. And of course, I mean, as I keep on repeating, that it is concerning because police, we know that they are very stretched, and for us really to be asking for their assistance while we do work for the people who should be protecting us because these services are for them is really worrying. Now, in line with the recommendations contained in the summary report, we will also approach community police forums. In fact, I had this engagement already with my colleague, Minister Fritz. In fact, it's an engagement that started long time ago when we saw that the levels of crime were escalating, particularly in our infrastructure. We will also engage neighborhood watches and even private security to request extra vigilance and ensure criminal activity along the road reserves are reported as soon as possible. It has been observed that theft of material is largely performed by means of reversing light delivery vehicles and small trucks up to the face of the stockpile and pulling the material into the vehicle. That is why the department is also considering reducing the height of such stockpiles to less than 1 meter in height. The perpetrators will have to expend more energy in stealing the material and ensure that the cut face, when they are finished, does not pose a hazard. In line with the recommendations, the Chief Directorate, Departmental Operations, will also undertake to develop a uniform and standard reporting procedure for future use. This will leave the department in a better position to be able to plot and evaluate incidents and determine whether additional or enhanced interventions are required in future. It will also increase surveillance by introducing additional fixed surveillance cameras linked to the TMC FMS system to be installed at key hotspots to allow for constant supervision and monitoring of these areas. Finally, the use of drone technology to be investigated to ascertain whether it is viable for to supplement the regular patrols by monitoring areas considered unsafe for foot patrols or otherwise obstructed from view or inaccessible. Lastly, I also call on communities to play a greater role in protecting our public infrastructure. In fact, it's not our public infrastructure, it's their infrastructure. This infrastructure is built using public money for the benefit of these communities. We all need to play a role to ensure that those who put our children's lives at risk face the full might of the law. They can do so by reporting this sort of criminal activity by calling 021-480-7700 from a cell phone and 107 from a landline. We all need to join hands to prevent this strategy from repeating itself again. And I want to repeat the last part because we seem to have a major problem in our communities. There is a huge vacuum that exists in terms of partnership between government and communities. I'm talking from experience because when I was the executive member of Khayelitsha Development Forum, part of our responsibility as KDF was to look after the infrastructure that has been delivered by government because we knew that was our money as taxpayers. So it cannot be that we have the so-called leaders in these communities who are supposed to be in partnership with us as government to protect this infrastructure that we are delivering with their money as taxpayers, but these things happen in their watch and they do nothing. And it cannot be the responsibility of government alone. Because the fact of the matter is that as government, after delivering the infrastructure, I mean, as officials, we live in different areas. It is then the responsibility of those communities to make sure that the infrastructure is not vandalized to such an extent that the lives of ordinary citizens are put in danger. So this is the report that we have done, and again, I want to emphasize the point that this is not a police investigation report. It is a technical report because we wanted to establish what might have led to that incident. But also you get the picture as well that this is a bigger problem. It's happening all over. The amount of time and money that we are spending here, it's time and money that we should be spending amplifying, you know, the services that we are providing. But instead, we keep on spending money protecting the same infrastructure that we delivered instead of, you know, delivering infrastructure in other areas. Thank you, Ndosh.